This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. WIP requests temporary authorization to install bulkheads and proposed above-ground storage public comment extended to February 3rd. On November 10, 2016, the DOE requested a temporary authorization from the New Mexico Environment Department to install 8 closure bulkheads in the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP underground, discontinue inspections of existing closure apparatus and bulkheads, and terminate monitoring of hydrogen, methane, and volatile organic compounds in the waste-filled rooms. On the same day, DOE submitted a 757-page revised permit modification request to the Environment Department for these same changes. DOE believes it can install the proposed bulkheads under a 180-day temporary authorization before completion of the required public comment and public hearing on the modification request. Nevertheless, DOE acknowledges that it may need to request another 180-day extension of time. The Environment Department has said on previous occasions that a temporary authorization requires showing that the activities are quote-unquote essential and the need is quote-unquote immediate. Otherwise, normal public comment procedures should be followed. The Environment Department's hazardous waste permit for WIP requires that any request for a temporary authorization must be posted on the WIP website, as well as mailing a notice that the document is posted to interested people, but WIP did not post the request as required. On November 29th, Don Hancock with Southwest Research and Information Center wrote to the Environment Department asking that it issue a notice of permit violation to WIP and requesting a 30-day public comment period on the temporary authorization. The next day, Hancock received a response from the Environment Department concurring with his assertion that WIP had violated the permit. The Environment Department contacted WIP, quote, to remind them of the permit provision and require that they immediately post the temporary authorization, end quote. WIP then posted the request. The Environment Department denied providing a 30-day public comment period. In other WIP news, the Environment Department recently extended the public comment period for the proposed 65,280 cubic foot waste container storage unit on the surface at WIP until February 3, 2017. Sample public comments are available at nuclearactive.org. At the same time, while DOE is planning to close some of the contaminated underground and build above-ground storage, it is working to restart waste emplacement following the February 2014 vehicle fire and explosion. Hancock said, quote, WIP officials knowingly violated permit requirements regarding posting the temporary authorization request. WIP has not adequately justified the temporary authorization, so the request should be denied. WIP needs to focus on protecting workers and the public from a contaminated mine that has inadequate ventilation and collapsing ceilings. It should not continue to propose WIP expansions and premature reopening, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download the Schrick Letter and Environment Department response, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.